Hello, it is Peter, Reverend Peter Fewings this week. And this Sunday we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, which is the first Sunday of Epiphany, which means revelation. So why was Jesus' baptism needed, and what does his baptism mean for us? We do not remember our own baptism, then think of your confirmation and your developing faith. And if you are not baptized and confirmed, I hope you still gain a lot as we share worship and learning together. As we start this day, I will quote, "In the midst of this day, we turn to God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Empowerer. Rejoice that He is here for us and loves us beyond measure. We acknowledge His call on our lives to be messengers of His kingdom, and we ask His blessing on our time together." It is good at a time of worship together that we should be able to confess and to think about what we would like to share with God about what has gone wrong in the day. So let us pause for a moment as we confess the times when we forget, ignore, and even turn away from God. Holy and strong one, forgive our weakness. Holy and wise one, forgive our foolishness. Holy and loving one, forgive our hardness. Holy and generous one, forgive our selfishness. Holy and faithful one, forgive our fickleness. Holy and gentle one, forgive our toughness. Forgive us, Holy One, forgive. Amen. May the God of love bring us back to himself. Forgive us our sins and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The reading about the baptism of that John offered and the baptism of Jesus himself is to be found in Luke chapter 3, and I'm going to begin at verse 7. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is ready at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." "What should we do then?" the crowd asked. And John answered, "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same." Tax collectors also came to be baptized. "Teacher," they asked, "what should we do?" "Don't collect any more than you are required to," he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" And he replied, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." And the people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. And John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hands to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too, and as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Here endeth the lesson. So, the baptism of Christ. Do you know why you were baptized, especially if your parents baptized you when you were very young? Was it so that all your sins could be washed away? Or was it to make you a child of God's kingdom? Or if you were baptized later, was it for you to witness to your faith and belief in Jesus? When John baptized, he challenged each of the adult groups that we read about to amend their ways, calling them a brood of vipers because of their waywardness and toxicity. So to be baptized was to wash away the toxicity of past and present sin and to set up a new commitment and purpose to be aligned to a more righteous way. It was public so others could hold you to account for your promises to be a better and nicer person. Now, when he began his ministry, he did, however, challenge them and point out that the kingdom of God was near. Jesus was baptized as an adult and not as an infant. And on the face of it, he did not need to get baptized with John's baptism of repentance because he hadn't done anything wrong. And John recognized this and started objecting that this, the one he had prophesied as fully righteous and worthy, should be baptizing him instead. But Jesus identified other reasons for his baptism. And I wonder also how these might apply to us as we interpret this passage. Jesus got baptized because he wanted to identify with our temptations. When Jesus came, it was necessary to identify himself as human as well as God. He was human because he suffered the same sufferings and temptations of the human race. We read about that in Hebrews. Secondly, Jesus wasn't only human, he was God. God confirmed in the voice of heaven that Jesus was the divine real deal and not second rate. The dove descending on him made it quite clear that this was a sign of the Holy Spirit of God coming from God upon Jesus and reminding us that Jesus is also God. Jesus wanted to enact out that he could lead by example by being baptized first so that we could follow his example in terms of John's baptism. But Jesus also needed a public marking point at the beginning of his ministry where he is commissioned and became known as the Messiah who will save the people and bring a radical way of living which will bring new life and joy to all those who followed. Jesus also baptized, and we'll pause a moment to think about the meaning of that. He, John said, would baptize with the Holy Spirit, which had the extra dimension of bringing God inside us. We become God's family. Imagine the disciples of a great artist like Leonardo da Vinci. They sought not only to copy drawings of their master, but to ingest his style and approach. Literally, they would have become little Leonardos and part of a family of painters who would present Leonardo. So by taking Jesus within us in the form of the Holy Spirit, we present his love, peace, humility, forgiveness, salvation, and all other characteristics that make him attractive. So how should we respond? Well, we need to get baptized ourselves if we're not already baptized, which will give us power and emboldening. And then it will be a feeling like part of a winning team, part of God's family. And following, as followers of Jesus, the Messiah, we are saved into a life of fullness and underlying joy. We don't have to worry about what's going on around us. Jesus works through us like he worked through John by his baptism. We receive his Holy Spirit as the power within us. And as we trust and submit ourselves to Jesus, then it is his effort and not ours that sees the world change. However, being vulnerable and creating hospitable and loving space for people to feel welcomed and listened to, especially if they're different, and even if we disagree, it opens them up to the power of the Holy Spirit as well. I wonder how you can reach out in the power of Jesus in this new year. So So we come to some prayers based on the baptism of Christ and the first Sunday of Epiphany. The response to "May the Spirit of God is fill us to overflowing." May the Spirit of God fill us to overflowing. Let the Spirit of God in our hearts plead for the church and for the world. Great God of all time and space, fill the church with such joy in believing that all Christians overflow with love, compassion, generosity, and humility. Especially we pray for those suffering persecution in different parts of the world. Let us walk your way and live your life. May the Spirit of God fill us to overflowing. Great God of power and justice, fill the arenas of leadership and conflict with sharpened consciences and with courage, so that the wise decisions are made, needs met, and wrongs righted. And particularly we think about the conflicts in Sudan, Ukraine, and Gaza and the West Bank. We pray for courage for those who are to be peacemakers, and for the two sides to move closer together so that peace can be seen. May the Spirit of God fill us to overflowing. Great God of gentleness and truth, fill every home with new insight and greater understanding. Break down the divisive barriers and build up our capacity to love. Our love of neighbours, perhaps for those we don't normally mix with, and those we may even have difficulties in communicating to. May the Spirit of God fill us to overflowing. Great God of attentive caring, fill us with your practical compassion. May all who suffer be heard, comforted, and cared for. And there may be something that you would like to pray for yourself or for another who is not well at this time. It may be acute or it may be chronic, but we bring them to you, O Lord. We pray for those that we know who need your care. Heal both their situation and our hardness of heart. May the Spirit of God fill us to overflowing. Great God of unending being, fill death with your life and the dying with hope in you. We pray for those that we know who are loved ones who have died, for those who may be dying even with sickness. Specifically, Lord, we pray for Ian Devine, Jane Kennett, and Ray, who have died recently in the village of North Nibley, and for any others, Lord, that we know. Prepare us all for life which lasts forever. May the Spirit of God fill us to overflowing. Great God of all creation, fill our mouths with praises and our hearts with gratitude for all the glory that surrounds us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with me in this service. We ask God to become part of God's purposes. The love of God flowing free. The love of God flow out through me. The peace of God flowing free. The peace of God flow out through me. The life of God flowing free. The life of God flow out through me. Amen. As we go from this place, remember God's continued presence and dedicate ourselves to his service. From where we are to where you need us, Jesus, now lead on. From the security of what we know to the adventures of what you will reveal, Jesus, now lead on. To refashion the fabric of this world until it resembles your kingdom, Jesus, now lead on. Because good things have been prepared for those who love God. Jesus, now lead on. The blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love. Goodbye.